I'm going to call the meeting to order today on October 1st. Happy October. And the first item on the agenda is approving the minutes from September 17th. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I so move.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any questions? Friendly amendments to the minutes. Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes from September 17th, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is our loan portfolio, and there are three loans at around a little over $1.7 million. Is there a motion to approve the loans?
I move to approve the loans.
And I'll second.
Right. Tom, I'm going to turn it over to you to then talk us through the loan portfolio that we're reviewing today.
Rich picked the right meeting to miss because we're going to do something a little bit different today. There are three loans on the agenda for board consideration today, but we are now only asking the board to take action on the first and third loans. Since the board packet was sent out, the Village of Dresser has canceled their current application, and they're submitting a new application at a lower interest rate. So we respectfully request that the board amend their approval motion to approve just the first and third loans. Several weeks ago, our loan interest rates were at 6% across the board for loans of 2 to 20 years. But since the Federal Reserve lowered short-term interest rates, we have adjusted our rates to reflect the changes in the marketplace. And many of our borrowers are now canceling their loan applications and starting over at the new lower rates that are now in effect. The first loan application is to finance an additional project, a new material handler and shredder for Barron County's waste-to-energy plant. We loaned the county $4 million last year for that plant, and it's kind of exciting to see that they're doing some additional work there. The third loan application is for financing road work, and as Mr. Snyder would say, a meat and potatoes loan application. That's all I have for the loans. Are there any other questions?
No, but I guess, Tom, then I should move to amend the loans to include just Barron County and Marathon County.
That is correct.
Okay. I second
that motion.
Thanks, Josh. All right. Well, any questions then? Yeah.
Do we need to vote to amend and then vote on the what's the?
Yes. So there's got to be a vote on the amendment, and then a vote on the motions.
Okay. Yeah. Any questions, though? Because I think we're still going through the... It seconded. And so any questions on the amendment to remove Dresser and to include just Barron County and Marathon County?
I'll just ask, Tom, so are we going to see a lot of loans next month or in the next meeting, or are they waiting to see what happens the rest of this year?
No, so many of them have already submitted new loan applications. We're talking about 30 applications, so it depends on how fast they get back to us. So some of them, I would assume, are already going to hit the next meeting, but more of them will hit the meeting after that. But you're right, there may be some communities that sit and wait a little bit longer, and there may be some communities that submit, and if rates go lower again, they will resubmit once again. So, good question.
Any?
I was just going to say thanks, Tom.
Yeah. Any other questions about the amended loan portfolio? All right, all those in favor of approving the loan portfolio as amended with Marathon County, say aye.
Don't we have to vote on the amendment and then vote to approve as amended?
Yeah, so voting on the amendment. And then we'll vote on the loan portfolio as amended. So we'll take it from the back, which is voting on this amendment. So we have Messer, but we have included Barron County and Marathon County. So all those in favor of approving the amendment with this loan portfolio, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The loan portfolio has been. We include Barron County and Marathon County. So all those in favor of approving the amended loan portfolio, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The loan portfolio as amended has been approved. So then, any other questions? Great. So there's no old business, and then we have two items under new business, which are two proposed easements. And so if there's no objection from the commissioners, I'm going to suspend the rules, and we can take them each one at a time. So I'm going to suspend the rules for the proposed easement in Oneida County. Any objection? Tom, can you walk us through the proposed easement in Oneida County?
I'd be happy to. This is a relatively short easement that, in essence, would cover a space of land that was originally used by a gentleman up there. And there are times that that history makes things a little bit more complicated than you would like. And so what we are looking at doing is providing an easement over this gentleman so that in essence he would have an access and utility easement to his property over a short distance. So, and because that is a relatively short distance, the modest sum of $500 was considered full and fair consideration. Do you want me to take the second one? I'd be happy to do that.
Well, I'm going to let's maybe ask any, are there any questions about this easement from Josh or from John?
Just quickly, I assume when we're talking about that value, it's sort of a judgment call by the team working on it as to what the price ought to be. Is that right, or is there something else that goes to it?
It is a judgment call, but what we're taking into account is how much space is being used and what's the value of property in that particular area. And so when you look at the value of property in that part of Oneida County, for a distance of 225 feet, but you know, relatively narrow sideboards, you're talking about significantly less than 1 acre of land. And again, because it's an easement, it's not full fee. Sum of $500 was deemed full and fair consideration under that part. But the short answer to your question is yes, it's a judgment call, but it's a judgment call utilizing the data that we have available to ourselves to come up with a value.
Thanks, Tom.
And Tom, just to reiterate, it's a one-time fee.
It's a one-time fee, yep.
Can I just ask, so there's that green section, the box and the yellow box. We're just talking about the yellow one?
Yes.
And does he still use the green access?
At the present time, it's our understanding that he just uses the yellow area there. So,
because in the picture, it looks like there's a car parked on the green in the green box.
There's a car parked there, and we will have a discussion to make sure that our land is not used as a parking lot for him. Let's put it that way. So.
Okay. I was just a little confused because the overhead shows a car right there.
Yeah.
Point, we might have to reevaluate the $500 fee, you know?
Or there may be an additional fee for using our land there. But when we're bringing these these issues to the board, we are really attempting to clean up our land ownership and our land relationships with our neighbors. I mean, if you think about, sometimes a lot of these isolated parcels have a complicated history, and my hat's off to Micah for doing a fantastic job of reviewing these things, being very careful, deliberate, and concise in coming up with a solution for what makes the most sense. And that's what we had here.
Any other questions for Tom about the proposed easement? All right, well, seeing none, I would like to go into voting on this one if there's no objection. All right, so all those in favor of approving the...
I think we need the motion. We need the motion first.
Yeah. So would somebody like to make the motion?
I'll make the motion to approve the easement agenda item 5.
I'll second that. Any other questions, comments on the proposed easement? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the proposed easement 5 on the agenda, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The proposed easement is approved. So then the next proposed easement, if there's no objection, I'd like to suspend the rules. So Tom, can you walk us through the proposed easement in Vilas County?
Be happy to. This one is a slightly different situation. It's a longer easement, but it's in essence, it would be tracking along an easement that we had previously granted. An easement is a non-possessory right to use someone else's property. And what we had granted back in 2003 was an access easement to cross approximately 610 feet of BCPL property. So in essence, the right to go across our property. But there was no grant of a utility easement back in 2003. Well, as you can imagine, times have changed, and now we are in a situation where the people that possess that access easement would like a utility easement. So even though this is a longer stretch of an easement than the previous one, it is not as comprehensive as the previous one we just discussed, because this one is only for utilities, because the access for ingress and egress had already been granted. And this one, again, it was determined that $500 is reasonable as full and fair consideration. Are there any questions on this one?
Not on my end, Tom. It seems very self-explanatory. Is there a motion to approve the proposed easement in Vilas County?
I so move.
I will second that. Yep. Any questions, comments? All right. Seeing none, all those.
I'm just wondering, is there any interest? Hello?
Sorry, John, you were breaking up at the.
Yeah, you guys are breaking up too. I just had a quick question. Is there any interest by this neighbor on the land? Because it looks like it's out of the range of where the rest of the BCPL land is.
Is there any interest in what? I'm sorry, your call broke up.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. I'm just wondering, is there any interest in this the neighbor buying this land, or is he just trying to make an easement?
Is there any interest? There may be. The map that we're seeing here is really focused in terms of just the surrounding landowners. But if we scaled back up to the 20,000 foot level, you'd see that actually BCPL has a bunch of land there, and so does Rainbow Lodge. And so there have been times that we have talked about doing an exchange where we would grant our lands that are in holdings for them, and they would grant title to lands that are in holdings in our block. BCPL's total ownership in that area is significant, but so is Rainbow Lodge. But again, some of those were pieced together many years ago when there wasn't as much attention paid to making sure that all of the access arrangements and easements were worked out. And so the short answer to your question, John, is there's been some interest, but it hasn't been a, hey, let's get this done level of interest.
Any other questions?
Thanks, Tom.
My pleasure.
Seeing there's no other questions, all those in favor of approving agenda item 6, the proposed easement, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The proposed easement is approved. So moving on to routine business. Rich is not here today. So Tom, we go straight to the executive secretary's report.
Just wanted to give the board a little bit of update as to of my travels around recently. The Wisconsin Counties Association had their annual convention over in La Crosse, and I was there for that. I talked to a number of people from the counties about our loan program, but it was reinforced to me how many county officials also serve as municipal officials and as school officials, because there were quite a few people that were at the convention that came up and said, oh, by the way, our town used the loan program and it was great, or our village used the loan program and it was great, or our school was really thankful for the amount of money that we got for library aid this year. And so those conversations outnumbered the conversations with county officials about the loan program. So it was just one of those reminder episodes in my life about how interconnected things are. The later part of the week, I was over in Milwaukee. One of the venture capital funds that BCPL invested in, Nothing Ventured, Nothing Gained, was hosting a venture capital conference in the Milwaukee area. And it was interesting to meet a lot of people that are running venture capital funds in Wisconsin that I was completely unaware of. And so the ecosystem for that is larger and more vibrant than I realized. And it was great to talk to a lot of them, talk to a lot of the folks that are starting businesses and providing jobs and growing businesses. And it's great to realize that BCPL is not just investing in a way that benefits our beneficiaries, but we're also investing in a way that's helping to grow the economy of Wisconsin. That's my report for today. Any questions?
Thanks, Tom. Josh, John, any questions for Tom?
None for me, thanks.
None here.
Well, I will move to the board chair report, and my report will just be also brief. I was up in Rhinelander talking to the county forests They're the largest public landowners in Wisconsin and actually the largest public landowners in the country when it comes to counties besides Minnesota. And we're just kind of thinking through opportunities to continue to raise revenue, as we all know, with paper mills that have shut down, and that has impacted not just their economies, but the health of the forests. And so I think there might be some exciting opportunities to continue to work together, and we'll keep everybody posted. But it was a positive meeting, and got to talk to a few of the team up in Rhinelander, and hear more too about the good work that the BCPL group is doing up there. So that is my report. Any questions? Seeing that there are no questions, are there any requests for future agenda items?
None for me, thanks.
Is there a
Sorry. The only thing I was going to say is, so not this next meeting, but the first one in November, on Tuesdays on election day, and I've signed up to be a poll worker all day. So I'm just wondering in the future, maybe if we don't have meetings on election days.
That's a really good flag, John. And I think if they're, I would be comfortable, if Josh, if you also agree, if we move that meeting from the 5th.
Yeah, I think it makes sense to move also. We'll just need to figure out a date, obviously, but I'm sure we can do that.
Yeah, and I think what it will come down to is, and Tom, we'll leave it to you, is if there is a need for a meeting. I mean, the reason why we do these meetings every other week is because of the inflow of loans that need to be approved. But if there aren't any significant loans that are urgent, we might be able to even just cancel this one altogether. But Tom, if I can leave that to you and the team to work with us on whether it's a reschedule or we just wait until the 19th.
Yeah, and I'll just add, I mean, I'm fine either way, but if John's not going to be there anyway, then, you know, and there's another date that works, that makes sense to me.
Thank you for flagging that, because I would just as soon move off of election day as well. However, I think we will probably need to have a meeting that week because of the fact that the way the dates fall, actually, it will be 3 weeks in between anyway, because of the fact that our meeting, our second meeting in October is the 15th. And then 2 weeks later would actually be the 29th of October. And so that first week of November would actually be 3 weeks later. And as we discussed at the beginning of this meeting, we have a lot of borrowers that restarted the process. And I would anticipate that we will have quite a few loans that will be queuing up for that meeting at the beginning of November. So if it'd be possible to move it to Wednesday the 6th or so, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, and I think what has been great, Tom, is that Tweez just worked with everybody in the past. So if that can happen, I think offline on this call, Twee, if you can work with everybody to figure out an alternative date, that would be appreciated. Any other future agenda items or things to flag? And seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
I'll second.
All right. All those in favor of adjourning our meeting today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody, and have a good week.
Thanks.
Yep. See you guys.
Bye-bye.